afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday, December 12th edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. You're listening to News Talk WCER 900 AM in Canton, Ohio, a station that's taking back America one person at a time, and talk radio with a mission. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. This show is called The Investigative Journal. It's my first show on WCER, and I want to welcome all you listeners, and I hope this show will be the first of many that you listen to, because I think what we try to do here is get to the bottom of the truth on who is controlling the New World Order in America. Now, if you listen to the mainstream media, you'll probably hear that Muslim terrorists are the problem in America. If you listen to the alternative media, you'll probably hear that the Jews or the Zionists are the main problem. I'm going to tell you that it's not either group, but that the United States is in more danger today than she's ever been. The secret terrorist organization has been working within to destroy America from its inception, folks, its constitution, and everything for which she stands. This book gives all the details, and the book I'm reading from is The Secret Terrorist by Bill Hughes, and I want you to write that down and get that book, The Secret Terrorist by Bill Hughes, and within about an hour, 138 pages, you'll get a whole different view on what's happening in America. Now, this show has been called the alternative to the alternative media for a good reason, and that is because we do not pull any punches on this show, and we get to the bottom of what's really happening. You're going to find that we're going to talk a lot about the Vatican and their role in the New World Order, a subject you will never hear on the mainstream media. You hear it very rarely on the alternative media, but you'll hear it on my show almost every day, because you don't hear it much in many other places. Today I brought on a guest. My first guest is Pastor Tony Alamo. Now, Pastor Alamo has been fighting the New World Order, and you folks who have heard about the New World Order know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, then you need to listen to this interview. Pastor Alamo is a Bible-believing Christian. He has ministries all over the country, and he's been persecuted by the Vatican and by this government for the better part of the last 40 years by trying to tell a message of truth. Pastor Alamo, how are you today?
Good, fine. How are you, Greg?
Good. It's great to have you, and I really look forward for the listeners in Canton to listen to your story and to first tell the listeners who you are and what your mission really is in America. Go ahead.
Well, my mission in America is, number one, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the right gospel, because, as Greg says, there's so few people doing that or exposing the enemy, and I certainly wouldn't want to be fighting Klitschko in the ring if I didn't know where he was. It's really important for people to know where the enemy, your enemy is, and the enemy of God is. First of all, I also want to bring the people up to speed on how far they've allowed the enemy to take their country over and take over the entire world. This country is not supposed to be a democracy. The democracy came from the Vatican many years ago. And what it is, though, the forefathers based this country on not the democracy, but on the republic for which we stand. One nation under God, indivisible. So democracy is we the people, is of the people, for the people, and by the people, which is ridiculous. Because, first of all, the Republican form of government is that we should, the republic for which we stand, which the United States of America stands, is based on the Bible. So when we the people decide that it's all right to murder millions of babies, well, then we the people get our wish. We get to murder millions of babies. So the general public has always, the masses, the mob has always been wrong. Always. It's historical. But it's obvious that it's not going, that the people in the United States are not going to do it, but many people much more people today are doing it. They are getting back to wanting to stop doing what the people are doing. The problem is also is they incited everybody to go to war in Japan because they knew very good and well that Japan was going to be bombed. The president knew it, FDR. And as the people knew in the United States also, instead of what they call the federal government, which is really the international government, they knew very good and well that they were going to bomb the World Trade Center, the federal building, and that they were going to wipe out the people at Waco, the Waco massacre. This was all done by supposedly U.S., United States of America, Bible-believing, and also U.S. constitutional-believing people. But democracy is bad because whatever the people say is not sin. Like, for instance, same-sex marriage is now is not sin. We, the people, say that that's not sin, but God says it is. And therefore, people that believe in the democracy, we, the people have consistently been wrong. In the days of Noah, everybody was drowned except eight people that believed in God. And that's the way it is today. So this is all inspired by the Vatican.
If I could, yeah, and the last words we're going to get into in depth in the next 50 minutes, but let me just say this. Most people in this country sense something is wrong. We've sensed it for a while. We see a government gone haywire, but we have many people have no idea who the real enemy is. What I want to propose to you is this question. We have a religious and a secular problem in this country of magnanimous proportions. We have a religious organizations, all the top religions in the world, all the top governments in the world infiltrated by what we call the New World Order. But everyone is like picking at straws to figure out who it is. I say this. I say let's discuss the Vatican role in the control they have over this country that is hidden from many people. Many people will then say, oh, you guys are Catholic bashers. Nothing could be further from the truth. I am a former Catholic, and most Catholics that understand the real role of the Vatican really are the ones that speak up the most. So tell us what you found out over 40 years ago and how you've tried to preach this to people and the resistance you've gotten over the years. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the Bible says that we're supposed to preach the gospel. When I went a couple of times to a Catholic church, and they weren't preaching any gospel. They were talking in Latin, and of course I don't speak Latin. I didn't know what they were saying. They were ringing bells and lighting candles and mumbling some things. But what it was that they love to keep people in the dark. They have several hundred secret societies. Everything is secretive with them, but with the Lord, He is the light of the world, and He wants the light of God to shine into everyone's dark heart so that they can receive salvation and that they can go to heaven. And, we, you know, if we as people, we're mortals and we want need to be immortal, if we follow what the Vatican does, they've for centuries, it's the Satan's church. As the Bible says it's that cult is like, or, you know, if you prefer me saying church, is powered by that great red dragon, the devil. And that the home office sits, his seat, Satan's seat, is in the city of the seven hills or mountains. That happens to be Rome. Rome, if you go to a travel agency and say, I want a ticket to the city of the seven hills or the seven mountains, you don't even have to tell them Rome. They just make up the ticket for Rome. And so the Bible makes it clear. It doesn't say Catholic, because if it did, then they changed the name of their church to Schmastwick or some other thing, because Satan is like a chameleon. You put him down on black, he turns black. You put him on pink, he turns pink. So what happens is they're very clandestine, very secretive, and they came up with this plan of democracy. We the people, because the people are mainly self-centered, and they're for self. The Bible plainly states that the soul has its affections for lust of the flesh, lust of the world, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And so naturally, people love to hear, "We the people," instead of saying, "Our God is the right God. His words are righteous." And that's what we have to do, is seek God and live our lives according to God so that we don't get cursed. Now God is sending all these plagues upon the earth, including every kind of disease, sickness, infirmity, tsunamis, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, ice storms, hail. Hail came down in are coming down in different countries the size of baseballs down there, burying people in ice. Cars are covered with these hailstones, and it's going to get worse. These are the end times, and there's so few people that will speak out, will not speak out against democracy and say, you know, it says, you know, that for the republic for which we stand, one nation under God, not under the Vatican, that's the devil. Not democracy, but one of the nation under one republic under God. Then it says with liberty and justice for all. I'm paraphrasing. I'm leaving some of it on so it sticks, and right. People trying to stick things in people's brain like the hair in a drain. You know, because if people don't hide the word of God in their heart, they're going to be stumbling, and they're going to be, amazed at everything that's going on today. But the Bible plainly says that these things will be going on.
You know, Pastor, I bring on my show many people from many different walks of life, people like you from the religious sector, people from the scientific sector, people from the research areas, historians, many people, lawyers, and people in Canton probably don't know me. So let me just say this. I have a law degree. I've studied the Vatican for years. I worked in Rome for 6 years as a freelance journalist and was there during the Vatican Bank scandal. So what I present on this show is going to be a combination of both religious theory, religious prophecy, along with hard facts implicating the Vatican in many, many assassinations in our country, the control of our foreign domestic policy, and showing to people a clear case that these people need to be investigated. The people behind the black robes, like Cardinal Egan in New York and many others, need to be investigated, along with the power that the Jesuits wield at Fordham and Georgetown and what it really means to our country. Because the United States must soon and is facing now the most deadly enemy it will ever have to face. And I've talked to military people, too, who know this story. This enemy is not only the usual military enemy, but it has the organization and the capability for massive espionage and clandestine operations within the United States. It is exactly the enemy President Kennedy talked about in his secret society speech when he claimed that we were facing a monolithic beast, the Vatican. The Jesuits knew who that he was talking about, and that's one reason he was killed. You're on the forefront, Pastor Alamo, of fighting the Vatican from the pulpit with your ministries all over the country, trying to spread the truth. And you've passed out brochures for years trying to enlighten people about the beast in Rome and what they mean. And to give you an idea, they at this present time have 173 concordats with countries around the world. And the fastest rate of in the last 6 or 7 years, 13 new countries are signing on every year. And our country has a diplomatic relay, a formal diplomatic ties with the Vatican instituted by Reagan, which is going to lead to a concordat, which means canon law takes over in the country that the Vatican is working on. And what can you tell people to wake them up?
Well, Roman canon law is international law. We have to go back to the founding fathers that based everything in this world on the United States, that is, on the Bible, because once we get away from the Bible, then we are just operating not on truth, absolute truth. We're operating on something that is so wrong that it just can't be right. Again, these people are saying it's just they're saying that a woman's body belongs to her, and she has the right to murder. I mean, how can anybody be that stupid? Because we the people say so. But people read the Bible and they see that that's not right. Okay, so they also say, we the people believe in same-sex marriages. We believe that we... Now, if they believe, to see, to show how hypocritical they are, they say, if a person's body is their own person, then why can they not take drugs? Now, I certainly don't take drugs, and I preach totally against it, because no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven, whether you're drunk on uppers, downers, inners, outers, sniffing glue, gas, whatever, that they're sending people to prison for, like, lifetimes for lying about that they're taking steroids, but yet they let the murdering women and these butchers that are in these first-degree murder butcher shops that they call abortions, they let them go. Now, if a person's body is their own, well, then if they don't want to be hypocritical, then why does and they're starving people to death in hospitals because they say, I want to be starved to death, so they use this euthanasia on them, and they think that if a person is no longer good in society, this, they can just put their lights out, kill them. Now, this is the same thing that they were doing in Germany, but Germany, the Vatican, was that was a dress rehearsal over there. They're known for butchering people. They butchered 6 million Jews. They and they claim that they were that was just military. The Bible says that the actual government must be run by godly people. If they're ungodly, then the country's going to be ungodly, and if the country's ungodly, they're going to be destroyed by God. As the Bible says that if a person commits murder, then the land is cursed until the crime has been avenged. And if a person commits murder, the Bible says that they must be killed. Otherwise, the blood of these innocent people is on the land, and that's why the land is being cursed. People don't understand what's happening to them because they're so far in darkness. The Bible said that in the last days, Satan would deceive the entire world, and Satan's church is the Vatican. And the Roman Catholic Church is out. There's a lot of beautiful people in there. And that's why God says, come out of her, my people. You were a Catholic. My brother Danny was a Catholic until I led him to the Lord. And most of our congregation are former Catholics, so we don't hate them. The Bible plainly states that love is the keeping of God's commandments. Now, so if we, his commandment is to have not state same-sex marriages, but for a man and a wife to be married. And
right.
And so that they can replenish the earth. Well, the Vatican doesn't want the earth replenished. They come up with lies that there's not enough water, there's not enough land, there's not enough food, and they're the ones that are paying farmers billions of dollars to not grow food instead of sending food to all these different nations, and even our own nation where people are starving to death, because the Vatican has given our government away under this international government. It says that everybody must have their share of everything, which I don't... first of all, if a person works, they should get what they work for. And I don't believe in giving 80% of our garment industry over to China. And I don't believe in giving all this to Japan, all of our automobile industry. And they just... making these third world countries more wealthy than we were, and we are the ones that know how to make cars as good as the Japanese. They're the ones that copy, they're copycats. And we're giving our enemies in World War II, Japanese and Germans, we're giving them our country, and our people are out on the streets, homeless. And they don't, and our people, they're sending them over to war, and they don't even give them anything. Any kind of help with their hospitalization or a place for them to live or food or any kind of thing like that whatsoever. And a lot of them went over when they were so young, they didn't really know how to do anything. And when they came back, there isn't anything that they know how to do. This is Vatican control. This is democracy. And we, the people, don't care. We don't care. They're over there supposed to, you know, shining our shoes, fighting our battles and doing all these things. And when they come back, say, we don't need you anymore. You're crippled. You're disabled. And who needs you? And even their wives are divorcing them and everything. And it just makes common sense that if we had the kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom on this earth, where there's a commonwealth where all of us receive benefits from God, and God will not strike us down with different diseases, there won't be any war anymore. But this is not going to happen because the Vatican is brainwashed, or rather brain damaged everyone so much that they believe in we the people. And again, we the people, the mob has always been wrong. Always.
Yep.
It is absolutely 100% historic.
If I could interject something real quick before the break here, you mentioned something very interesting, and let me just tell the listeners how I can show to them where to go so that they don't think we're talking off the top of our head, but this is based on historical fact. For example, you mentioned the same thing is going on in America now that went on in Germany with Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, I could prove through many researchers that I've worked with and talked with that the Vatican was instrumental in placing Hitler into power. The Vatican did sign a concordat with Germany in 1933, and the rest is history. Now, if you want to take the connection there, Hitler many, many times referred to him to the Vatican as his superior, and this is documented in history. Now, fast forward to George H. Bush. George H. Bush, in our congressional record, now this is documented fact in our congressional record, has his family has connections to the Nazi Party. Now, these things are well known. His grandfather, Prescott, should have been targeted as a traitor and sent out of this country along with Bush and George W. Bush. But we have a clear connection of the Nazis and George Bush. We have a connection of the Vatican and the Nazis. And then we can make the assumption that George H. Bush has a connection to the Vatican still to this day. Now, why doesn't any congressman or senator, including Ron Paul, who I will go on the record as not supporting, because he will not answer these hard questions, and I believe he is nothing more than a Vatican shill on the left, there to appease people, to make them think they have hope when they have none, because the whole total political structure is polluted, and there is no hope in Congress or anyone in Senate right now. But why don't they speak about this? Why don't they talk about George W. Bush's connections to the Nazi Party and the Nazi Party's connections to Hitler and the Vatican? It is all just hidden from us, right, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the reason they don't tell about it is because they're all Vaticanized. The entire White House is Vaticanized. The Congress, the Senate are all Vatican. If they don't do what the Vatican tells them to do, they're scared to death. They're shaking in their boots. They're afraid that they'll kill them just like they did Kennedy, just like they did the people at Waco, just like they did the people in... because, you know, the Seventh-day Adventist doesn't believe in the Vatican either. People hate that, and E.G. White, who is the woman that wrote all their material, told how dangerous the Vatican was. Abraham Lincoln told how dangerous the Vatican was. And they murdered the people in the federal building in Oklahoma City. You know, all those different... federal people, immediately, about half hour before they bombed the thing, they got their children out of the daycare center there and ushered them out of the building very fast and got them blocks away before the thing blew. They knew it was
going to blow. Pastor Lionel, I'm going to have to interrupt. We're going to take a break now, but I want to come back and talk to you about how you were persecuted by the Vatican, President Clinton included, and we'll talk about John Peeler, an FBI agent who's come forward to tell the truth about what they did to you. We'll be back with the investigative journal after these short messages.
Isn't life strange?
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. This is the second half hour of the Investigative Journal. Let me mention this. I'll be on every week on WCER 900 AM in Canton, Ohio, from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time. That's Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time on the Investigative Journal. So mark that down. And we call this show The Alternative to the Alternative Media because we're not satisfied with the alternative media. I will make this statement right this moment that 99% of it is controlled because the truth has never gotten out regarding the main enemies that facing America. And we're talking about those right now with Pastor Tony Alamo. Pastor Alamo has started his ministry over 40 years ago, and it's grown by leaps and bounds. He has ministries all over the country in California, Arkansas, and Texas, among other places. Also overseas, he has many, many people that communicate with him, and together he has a network of people in the millions that pass out this information explaining who the Antichrist really is, the beast in Rome, on the religious side. And on the secular side, he talks about the infiltration of the Vatican and its minions in the domestic and foreign control of our country and how that actually works. Let me just say this, very simply. You have to start thinking a little bit different. Think on these terms, that the people in the leaders in Iran, Iraq, Israel, America, Canada, England, they're all on the same team. We can go to Cuba. We can go to Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. They all are beholden and kiss the slippers of the Pope. And they all work for the New World Order. That's why these wars can operate, because they're controlled from both sides. Now, the same thing has happened in our religious organizations. Protestants, Protestant pastors, 90% of them in this country have sold out. No longer the Protestant Reformation. They are together, unified with the Vatican. Exactly what the beast wants. And Pastor Alamo knows this all too well. He hosted one time an interview with somebody named Father Alberto Rivera, a former Jesuit priest, who talked about the infiltration of the Vatican in the many different religious organizations in our country and how they manipulate these groups in order to basically take away any type of religious freedom we have in this country. Pastor Alamo, I know you listened to Alberto Rivera. He was killed by the Jesuits. His wife has been on my show, Nuri, and explains that story, and she'll be on again. But tell us about this infiltration you learned about, and then get into your story about how they railroaded you. And I know this for a fact. They tried to kill you. I've had the FBI agent on my show named John Peeler, who was assigned the task to do this. He backed out because he couldn't find anything. He said you were clean as a whistle. And the only thing they did is they trumped up a charge on an IRS charge with you, which was completely bogus, and you spent 4 years in a federal prison. Tell us about, start with the infiltration of the churches in our country, and then go into the story, your personal story. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the way that they've infiltrated into the churches and into the country, like, for instance, Moses was the one that was the religious leader, and he also was the political leader. We have to run countries according to God, the way that God says to do it. Well, the further away from God the countries get, the more we get into this we the people business that everybody is into now. The whole world is deceived with that stuff, and so they have, like a chessboard, they've taken over by taking it slowly and now more quickly, getting rid of the gospel and saying that there's supposed to be a separation between church and state, which there's no bit of that sort of thinking in God's mind. His mind says no. He even said you're not to even have a person. He talked to the Jewish people. It all has to be a Bible-believing person that is over you. If you're going to have a king, it has to be a Jew. Like, for instance, King Saul was a Jew. David was a Jew. And then in the New Testament, it says that we're to have spiritual leaders, which means that if they are leaders, they have to, even in secular government, we have to control that. And the Bible states that those of us that are pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, and prophets, that we are the ones that are the rulers on this earth. Now, they've made government Bibles, and they've really done a real slick job of deceiving people, and now people are at the end of the line. God is allowing them, because they don't want God, they don't want to let Him control them, and so they've just ignored God as though He's a nothing, and they've adopted this Antichrist doctrine. Now, a lot of people think that the Antichrist is just one person. Well, Christ is one person, too, and anyone that's going to get into the kingdom of heaven has to be in that one person. We have to be in Christ, and Christ has to be in us. And anyone that is part of the one other person, which is Adam, there's the first Adam and the last Adam, okay? And so everyone that's in Adam is Antichrist. Even the Apostle John stated that even to this day, he says, there are many Antichrists. So there's only two bodies, the body of Christ and the body of Antichrist. All those that are not with Christ are against Him. And all that are against Him shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. And the first they get cast into hell, and then death and hell gets cast into the lake of fire with Satan and all of those evil angels that fell away from God in the kingdom of heaven. And He's using the same tactics in the world today that the people, that the angels in heaven used, Satan in heaven used. He says, you know, God's back there in the back room. I know I'm His covering angel. I'm in there with Him. And He's laughing at you people because you're bowing down and worshiping Him. And they're even getting to the point that they don't even believe that you're God. Now, I'm God. If you follow Me, I'll be able to show you other planets and take you around all over the place. I would be like the Most High God. So one-third of those weasels believed Him, and they were cast out of heaven. And now they're pulling the same thing. Thou shalt not surely die. A lot of people think it was an apple that Eve ate, but it doesn't say apple. It says a piece of fruit that she's not to eat from the fruit on the tree. And so she did, and then her stupid husband took and ate himself. And they both knew that they're not supposed to do that, but they believed Satan. And because they believed Satan, they were immediately cursed. They were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. They were, and then the earth became loathsome because it was cursed. And then after the flood, when people got even worse and worse, God drowned the whole earth. It used to be beautiful and full of beautiful flowers that we've never seen before. And there was no crags of rock and stuff like that. It was gorgeous. Everything was green and beautiful. And then we're going to be cursed again when the Lord burns the world up with fire. And people, you know, they just don't pay any attention. They love to be deceived. Like, for instance, they're wanting to put this... Clinton was bad enough. He's a liar. He lied to everybody in the world, said he didn't have sex with that girl. And then all of a sudden he admitted that he lied. He said it was inappropriate. Okay, now we're going to put something in the people, we the people, not me, and not the people that are Christians, they just worship him instead of God. And now they want to put his wife in politics, and so we are so stupid that we don't know that he'd be calling the shots. So, you know, people are deceived, and they love to be deceived, and they like the fact that he's, a corrupt human being, because they're corrupt as well, and they believe that you can be corrupt. But the Lord said, if you break one of his sins, you've broken them all. And he gives us the power, if people would just ask Christ to enter into him, it would be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit would enter into them and give them the power and the hatred towards sin. They give them the power to not sin anymore and the hatred of sin, so that they would read the Bible all the time and receive the power from the Word of God, which is spirit and life, that they receive this power in them so that they don't have to sin anymore. They have the power to not sin, and they have the power to continue on in Christ. And without Christ, there's no hope. Christ is the only name given among men whereby we must be saved, and that, again, is Jesus the Lord. He is God come into this world in the flesh, just like the Bible said he would. So, yeah, there's the conspiracy, and that's where it all starts from. If they can take the Bible away from our kids in the school and take all of God's word, you know, hate God, put X instead of Christ for Xmas instead of Christmas. You think that you people out there in Radio Land are just succeeding at all by doing these sort of things? Don't you realize that you're cursed? People are having children now because they're taking drugs and they turn out to be freaks. And you say, what? And then you're shaking your fist at God for allowing such things to happen to you, and shaking your fist at God because you're cursed. There's floods coming into your house. There's famines. You're out of work, you're broke, you've been taken over. I mean, you people, you know, the people of the world are idiots because they're ignorant to the Word of God. Get into the Word of God and find out that, you know, God will tell you everything what you're supposed to do for your own good. It's for our good. You're not doing anything for God when you accept Him. He's doing everything for you. You understand? Everybody out there, I hope you're all saying amen.
Now, Pastor Alamo, tell us a little bit about your personal story. We got about, maybe 15 minutes here, 10 minutes. So I don't want to forget that before we go off the air. So tell us a little bit about how you were railroaded by the Vatican-led New World Order.
Well, they've had me in court about 100 times on so many false charges that it's unreal. And so people say, we better stay away from Tony Alamo, the one that's telling them the truth. And that's what they want. They want you to disbelieve me. You're not going to hurt my soul if you disbelieve me, you people out in Radio Land, because I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I know what I'm doing. I know everything of what I'm supposed to do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. I've been reading the Bible for over 43 years. I've been studying, and I've had many visions and dreams and wonders and signs from God, and He talks to me, and I bring messages every day on my radio broadcast all over the world. And so they hated it, so they keep making up these different things that I have guns. We have no guns in our church. We don't. Do we believe in the U.S. Constitution that you should be able to bear arms? Yes, I do. But I don't personally do that because they would come in here and say that I tried to kill people. And this is ridiculous. That's what they did with the people over at Waco. Well, they had guns, but we don't. We don't even have the toy guns here because I know what what they're trying to do. I know every move they're making. And so now they tried every other way to get me into prison. They know that I've been an impresario. The whole Democratic Party, before I was a Christian, asked me to do the promotion for them. I've done the promotion for many big singers and actors, stars, and big companies, and all these different things. And they know that I know my way around, and that I've got their number. And so, but the general public says, well, if they want to get somebody, they can always get you on an IRS charge. And so they tried that.
If I could give a little background here, you were a Hollywood record producer, very well-to-do in Hollywood back in the late 60s, before you were saved. Then you were picking up, one of your ministries in Arkansas. You somehow got on the wrong side of Bill Clinton because you wouldn't support him. Knowing how strongly you've come out against the Vatican over the years, they asked an FBI agent, who I confirmed the story, he's been with us on our show before, and together he's talked with you, and he's apologized to you since, but he's verified that they asked him to find out any kind of dirt they could on you, and even asked him to kill you. And John Peeler, the FBI agent from Arkansas, who's no longer with the FBI, said he couldn't do it. In fact, you were his last case. He worked on many of these subversive operations, and he told me bluntly that he could not find anything wrong with you. You were clean as a whistle. And when he left the FBI, he gave a recommendation. The only thing you can do is get him on a bogus charge of IRS. And that's exactly what they did, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's just like him. Because he wouldn't assassinate me, or a bunch of men assassinate me, like they did at Waco, And he even mentions that he was asked to do that with people. They didn't go there to capture him. They went there to kill him. They called it a turkey shoot, he said. So they tried to do that, and he refused to do it, and so they put his son in prison, and he's in prison to this day on false charges.
Exactly.
So the thing is, so that's what people are afraid of. They're so afraid of the government that they're going to put him away in prison. But I'll tell you one thing, the Apostle Paul, Jesus was in prison. Paul, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all these people were in prison, and they didn't care because to them they valued the kingdom of heaven and eternity there in paradise rather than, a few years here on this earth and not going to prison. Not everybody's going to go to prison, but they say you're controversial. Jesus was controversial. They say that I call people names. Yes, I do. Jesus called people dogs that have returned to their vomit. The Lord said that in the last days there'd be a great falling away from the truth, and that's exactly because people are so afraid of persecution. But the Lord says that when these trials and tribulations come to people, they fall away because they also get choked with the cares of this world. And there isn't anything in this world that you should be care about rather than doing the will of the Lord. If you do that, God takes care of you. That's a lot of people are trying to get a mob against me over here in this little, in a little small town in South Arkansas. Well, I told them, Lord told me, tell them that if they do this, if they don't stop, a lot of them are going to die, and a bunch of them have been dying in that little town like flies that were against us. And now there seems to be some peace over here. They're not bothering us anymore because there's a preacher that was against us. He dropped dead 3 times in his pulpit, and they took him to the hospital and revived him. He dropped dead a couple of times over there, and the city council is against us, and now, it's like mellowed out. There's a lot of people in the city council that believe that what I was saying is true, and they don't want anything at all to do about any persecution of us. And so, yeah, they sent me to prison for 4 years. And to me, I really don't care. They took all of our property away from us, and now we have probably 10 to 20 times more property than we had before. So God allowed me to go through an experience like Job in the Bible, where everything was taken away from him, and then when he endured without shaking his fist at God and saying, I don't like you, God, God gave me back 100 times more than what we had before. And it's better. Everything is better. And now he opened the ministry worldwide because God wants people that he can trust, that don't care at all about their flesh, that they'll crucify their flesh, take up the cross, deny themselves, and follow him. Anybody that puts anything before God, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or the wife or husband or anybody, is not worthy of him, and they're not going to heaven. And that's just sad, and that's why I risked my life and put it on the line, not caring, to advise people, because hell is a long time and so is the lake of fire. It's forever. And if people get lost there, then they're going to be there forever. And there's no morphine or anything down there to take away the pain. The Bible says they'll be chewing on their tongues and grinding their teeth and screaming their heads off for eternity. And eternity means forever and ever and ever. You understand? So,
yeah.
That's what I have to say. Yeah, they sent me there, but I won a lot of souls in prison, so Satan goofed. He got me there, and I've got all kinds of prison ministries now that people are writing me, their wives and their sons and daughters. They don't have anything, and so what we do is send them Christmas baskets, and we send them whatever they need, clothing, toys, food for not only the kids, but the mothers, the dads, the grandmothers, and grandfathers, and whatever. And we offer that they can come and stay at the church if they love the Lord and want to serve him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if they want to keep the rules over here, our place is wide open to the whole world if they come here. And I believe, God, that if the whole world comes over here, he'll give us enough food, clothing, and facilities to house them all.
And in the weeks to come, just to verify your story, I'll have John Peeler, ex-FBI agent, on WCER, and he'll tell you, listeners, he'll tell you the real behind-the-scenes work on trying to bring down Pastor Alamo and his ministry. And I asked John, I said, why? And he said, well, he's very popular. He has a huge following because he preaches the Bible. He preaches against the Vatican, and he didn't support Clinton in Arkansas.
Yeah, Clinton they wanted wrote about out. Me in, on two or three pages in his book. And at first he liked me because he, you know, he came to the restaurant that we own in Elma, Arkansas, and he wanted me to introduce him to Dolly Parton. And so Dolly was doing 2 days for me, entertaining there, and singing some gospel songs and country western songs, two shows a night, for nothing. She just wanted me to make some clothes for her because I have a website, you know, Alamo Designs or Tony Alamo Designs, I forget. I have a recording website where it's like Tony Alamo Music and .com, and people can see, you know, the things that I've done. And I made a lot of money and put it all into the ministry. And I put it all in, and then they said I was using it all for myself. And here there's hundreds of people that we built homes for. Over just here in Arkansas alone, and then in Nashville we had homes for them. And out in Los Angeles in our church there. And now, you know, we have a church in New York City. And we're helping people all over the world, in Africa, India, you name it. And so they said that I'm using all that money for myself. You ought to see the place we live in. You know, it's just like a normal house. And they have all these accusations. And there wasn't one ounce of truth of anything that they said. And naturally, the judge is Catholic, and he was told, Bush picked up the phone and told him, get him. Get him on an IRS charge. So the marshals came and roped off our church and said it's a crime scene, roped off of our Alamo of Nashville, the clothing store in Nashville, said it's a crime scene and stole everything. I don't say they confiscated, they stole it. It's just downright thievery.
Hmm. Yeah, and I mean, they've done a smear campaign on you.
That won't quit.
What? No, they still are, and I can verify that. And, you know, it's not unusual, because any time you're on the other side of the story with this Vatican-led New World Order and this kind of government we've created that is so infiltrated with the wrong people, the wrong people making these decisions in our country are bringing us to our knees. I mean, in every aspect, our finances, the banking system, the Federal Reserve banking system, which I'll get into on another show and show you how illegal that's. It's like a money cartel, basically. It's not federal. It's a way to keep savings and loan and keep people out of the banking business, so a few can control the money that they can then use to finance their wars.
Yeah, and if they can use your mind to believe in democracy, that we should go away from God, get the Bibles out of school, get the Bibles away from everyone, and don't base our life on a Republican government that was based on the Bible, that's where they really got us right there. That's the root, and it all came from Rome, the Vatican in Rome. And so everything that these are branches that are all over the thing, but the root of every evil thing on the earth, the Bible says, is in Rome, Italy. Satan's seat is right there at the Vatican, and they're directing all these things that you and I talk about all the time.
Right. And what I want to mention to you right now is we need to tell people how to get to your website and how they can contact you over the holidays in case they want to read some of your writings, learn about your ministries all over the country, or maybe how they can help find the Word of God and find the truth about what's happening in their country. How can people find you, Pastor Alamo?
On the website, it's alamoministries.com.
Okay.
A-L-A-M-O, ministries.com. That's our website, and they can just get on there, and there's tons of stuff there. It'd take them a long time to read all that stuff. All right, it's
so
just like a total expose of the truth and of the things that they're doing to us. It's a whole army of people, millions of men, the body of Antichrist, that are coming against Christ and coming against the folks out there in Radio Land. Every This is your enemy. You've got to know who you're fighting. If you're a boxer, you go in the ring, you got to see your opponent. Okay, this is a spiritual war, spiritual warfare. We don't use any guns or weapons or anything like that. We use the double-edged sword, the Word of God. And it is the Word of God is the only defense that we have against the fallacy that's being preached and taught today.
And where are your main ministries located, just so people know?
Well, we have a ministry in Los Angeles at 1313 Sierra Highway. And then what's the address at Windsor in Fort Smith? 4401 Windsor Drive in Fort Smith. And over here, over in Falk. What's the address? 1005 Highway 71 in South Arkansas. Then we have Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we have teaching and preaching in a restaurant in Manhattan. And then we have hundreds of churches all over the world. And they can just call this number here, area code 870-653-3857. We'll give them the address and the phone numbers of all the other churches that we have. There's so many in overseas, it just would be hard for me to do that.
Pastor Alamo, as usual, I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll have you on again. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Pastor Tony Alamo. We're all out of time on the Investigative Journal. We'll be back next Wednesday, same time, same place, on WCER News Talk 900 in Canton. Until then, good afternoon.
A city like Tehran, you're killing thousands of Christians. They don't necessarily favor what their government does.
You need to know about how our government's policies, lies, cover-ups, and oppression is affecting the Christian communities in America and the rest of the world. That's American Prophecies every Wednesday night, 7 p.m., right here on WCER 900 AM.
Tune in for American Prophecies repeat Saturday afternoon at 1:15 p.m.
Remember freedom of speech and freedom of religion?
I cover my heart with my hat when they fly that red, white, and blue.
Remember when government was by the people and for the people? Taking America back to our constitutional foundation. Talk radio with a mission. News Talk WCER 900 Canton.
Yeah, true.